This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Omsa.
Hey, welcome to Chill Out with Omsa. I'm Nawi.
And I'm Jenny. So you can hear us live at ORFM, 105.4 FM, or via ORFM website to find Chill Out with Omsa.
Okay, so today, in today's episode, we have our two special guests, the president of OMSA, Sophia.
Hi.
Hi.
And the vice president,
Hi.
Aditya, to talk about their high school life.
Yay!
So are you guys excited?
Exciting.
Yeah, of course.
So how are you feeling today?
So good.
Okay.
Not convincing, sorry.
Yeah, too early in the morning.
Oh, is,
yeah.
It 11?
Is it because we have exams?
Oh,
no, yeah.
So real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so can you guys briefly introduce yourselves?
Okay, well, I'm Sophia. I'm the president of OMSA this year, and I'm studying law and politics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm Alethea, but they call me Ali.
Hi, Ali.
Okay. Okay.
What was the name?
I don't know.
You were supposed to introduce yourself.
I'm the vice president.
Yeah.
And I'm a second year philosophy, politics, and economics student.
Wow.
So philosophy or politics?
Both.
Oh.
Which one you prefer more?
Politics.
Oh.
No, depends on my mood.
Next prime minister.
Oh. No, Cannot say.
Okay.
Censored, sorry.
Okay, so our first question for today, what's the name of your high school that you studied?
Okay. Well, I went to Bayfield High School here in Dunedin. It's in like Andy Bay area near the peninsula. Quite cool.
I went to Help International School. But oh. I don't know how this podcast will turn out. So maybe like bleep if needed lah.
What about you?
Oh, me? High school?
Yeah.
Oh, Sekolah Menengah Kebangsaan Perempuan Raja Zarina.
Wow.
High school. Oh, set single school.
single set school.
Girl school.
Ayo.
Okay.
So much of drama.
Yeah.
What about you, Jenny?
I'm boarding school.
Oh. Your parents hated you so much.
Yeah, they hated me so much.
What's the name?
MRSM Langkawi.
Wow.
Oh,
what is MRSM? Maktab Rendah. That's so cute.
Okay.
All right. So tell me, when did you start school? Do you remember your first day of school? Do you guys want to share the experience? Okay, we'll go with Sophia first.
Oh, okay. Like first day of high school?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I kind of remember it. It was kind of like, it was a bit awkward for me because here we have like intermediate, right? Which is like middle school. It's 2 years. And then we go into high school. And my middle school and high school were close to each other. So most of my friends went to the same high school from middle school, from intermediate. But the one thing that was like made it awkward was I think quite a unique experience for me as like a Muslim living in New Zealand was that was when I started wearing the hijab, right? So most of my friends didn't actually know I was like Muslim until I went to high school, and then that kind of made it a bit awkward on the first day. They were like, oh, I had no idea. But then after that, they were pretty sure.
What about like your name and like your parents?
Yeah, but my name's like Sophia, you know, like Sophia.
Like your last name.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like they've never seen Haizal before.
Oh.
Or they've never really seen like my parents before.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, so at first it was like really awkward for me, like being the only one there who like
wears hijab.
Yeah.
But then after that, I was pretty sure. They like got over it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, I was quite scared, but.
But people were nice?
Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
What about you, Alitia? Ali.
Ali.
Ali. Okay, Ali. Just call me by my name. I'll stop.
Okay, wait. High school is from
one to form five.
From one to form five. Is it?
Form 1 to Form 5.
Yeah,
high
that's
school.
High school. High school.
Isn't that middle school?
No.
Form.
Oh, you have middle school, man.
We don't have middle school. Oh, what about the private school? Do you guys have middle school?
I mean, we don't call it like middle school.
Intermediate?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Actually, I was... Wait, so form 1 to Form 5. Okay, yeah. Doing the math.
Form one to Form 3 is the lower...
Right. Lower yeah. Okay, secondary. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I do remember that. I think I... because I've been in the same school for, like, most of my life, so my case is probably, like, very similar to Sophia's. Mm. They didn't, like, discover that I'm Christian or Chinese, lah. I mean, like, I feel like that's on my face. So, like, not the same struggle. Mm. But, like, quite chill, lah. I guess the transition was, like, quite easy for me because all my friends were the same and stuff. And I was like, yeah. And because, like, my parents were also at the same school and my brothers were at the same school, it really, it was quite a smooth transition also.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, not very interesting. Sorry.
Oh, what about you?
Oh, me?
How was your first day at MRSM?
Okay, guess.
What do you want me to guess?
Yeah, guess. You know, I cried though. My parents
left me.
But yeah, exactly. They're so happy to send me there. And they want me to live independently there.
Yeah.
Imagine I have to, like, think about everything by myself.
But actually, that's good, though. Like, they trained you at early age to be independent.
That's
so good.
That's so mean.
No, but
it's actually good. Like, yeah, it's actually good. So
otherwise, you're not being...
Independent. So independent.
Yeah.
What about you, Navi?
My first day of high school. I pretty much similar to Alitia as well. Like, I got the same... group of friends who went from my primary school went to the same secondary school, so I never bothered to mingle with
I think that really helps though.
Yeah, and then it was very fun. Like, they put us in the same class. Yeah, we were in the same class.
Lucky.
So we like to bully the rest. Oh my god.
I knew it, like, I've seen the signs.
No, not really.
Yo.
But we all love each other. We all had fun.
Yalah, satu Malaysia. So yalah.
I didn't cry because, like, we can still go
excuse me.
Okay.
So, next question is, usually how did you travel to school? By bus, by car, walking?
Yeah, you can answer first.
You can say you cross the jungle. You
This
is smarter. I carry my heavy bag
to carry my shoes. Otherwise, I get all muddy.
No, very easy lah. Yeah. I think so long I have to drive lah. I mean, I'm not driving at 14 years old. Like my parents, because they work in the school, so we all like drive to school together lah. So easy like that.
Yeah, I go to school by ferry. You know.
Really?
Legit.
Yeah, but
legit.
I thought your school was boarding school.
Yeah, I went to boarding school, but the distance is like, we need to take boat or
ferry.
Oh yeah, because Langkawi.
Yeah, Langkawi.
Oh my god, yes.
So it's an island. So we need to go there by ferry or flight.
That's quite cool though.
Yeah.
But every day you take the boat.
No lah.
Every day.
To get to the island.
To get to the MRSM.
Right.
No, not every day. It's like every month.
Yeah.
Okay, but Langkawi is a beautiful island.
I
never been to Langkawi though.
I always go
to Kedah. I've never been to Langkawi.
You should go one day.
You gotta go. Okay. What about you, Alicia?
It's not really okay.
Sophia.
Sophia. How did you travel school?
Like, my parents drive me. And then when my brother was a bit older, he would drive me as well.
You?
Me?
Bus?
What do you think? I flew.
No, bus school?
Wow.
School bus?
No, I never taken the school bus. My mother used to send me to school. Yeah, I used to drive. I was about to say I ride bicycle to school.
You cannot ride bicycle, bro. What do you mean?
My mom would punish me for that.
Actually, crazy. A few weeks ago on this podcast, I recently learned that.
Wait, think twice before you say things. What was that?
Yeah, you just had some very interesting guests that say they train the boy.
Slow down.
Okay.
You still can say Okinus.
Yeah.
They can, what, train the boya to send them to school.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the crocodile that really happens in Sarawak.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's not happening, Navi.
And then Abraham said,
Navi, it's not happening, Navi. Please do, Navi.
Apparently they train the crocodile.
No, Navi.
No, we're just like kidding.
Yeah. But it was very different from how our parents traveled to school last time.
Yeah.
Good silence.
Moment of silence for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys enjoy high school life?
There's lots of ups and downs. I think for the most part, I did enjoy it while I was there. I like to learn. That was fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I crazy. Wow.
Whoa.
It was okay.
Good thing.
Yeah.
I think every day we learn something.
No, actually, the only reason why I want to go to school because I want to see my crush every day.
Oh. I think I know who.
Hey. Name drop, please.
But that's one of the benefit, lah.
It motivates you to go to school.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I release that.
Yeah, I go to school to see my friends as well.
Yeah.
But like what Sophia said, we also learn.
Yeah, exactly. We learn.
Crazy. Yeah. Learning institution.
Yeah. I learn everything new every day.
We experience everything new.
Yeah.
What about you, Sophia?
Crazy, but I also learn, right?
Wow. You like to learn, huh?
Of course.
What else you like?
What do you mean?
What else I like? I like my friends. I really like block out most of my high school life. Like, you asked me to remember, and now I really don't remember a lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
But let me think. Okay, like food. Food, nothing to talk about. It's like canteen food. Yeah, lah. Because the mama is so far, I have to walk like 20 minutes. Of course, I'm not going to go out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring...
Lunchbox.
Yeah, lunchbox to...
No,
I just like eat what they gave me. What else, I mean, I'm quite lucky, lah. I had like a close knit of, tiny group of friends. So every day, like hang out together. I mean, yeah, lah. Because I feel like when I remember high school, I don't remember like what I learned.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
The only thing you remember is the experience that you had with your friends.
I did crazy stuff though.
Wow.
What? It's only one at boarding school.
Don't tell my teachers, but I went to rooftop.
MRSM teachers?
Yes. Rooftop.
Not allowed, guys.
Hashtag
I just go there and then healing.
Yeah, healing.
Wow. Healing to see sunrise and Navi.
Please consider this. MRSM Langkawi teachers.
Bro.
Actually, I also pretty much enjoyed my high school life. Like what I said, you know, whenever I used to bring, my mom used to prepare my lunchbox. My friends also used to bring lunchbox. So some of them used to buy from canteen and all. So we all used to share our food and they always like, oh, Navi, what's in your lunchbox today? It will be dosas. It will be noodles.
Wow.
It will be fried rice. They'll just share. Yeah, my mom, she's very, you know, like morning person. She gets up early. I don't know how she does it, but yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I think I had a similar experience to that. Like, because my mom, she would just, usually we eat like leftovers from the previous night, but I would bring that to school. And because all my other friends, they also pack food, right? But their food cannot compare to Malay food. So they will always want like a bit of my food. Like, Sophia, can I have some? So yeah.
Wow. So you got to like share your culture with them.
Yeah.
Sophia's dad cook very well. Dad cooks with
food. Yeah, he does.
So sedap.
Yeah.
So what you dislike about your high school life?
You like and dislike.
Okay.
Oh, like
what,
and dislike.
What did you like the most and what did you dislike the most?
Oh, gotta think carefully about this.
I think probably having to be on a schedule.
Yeah, true, right? Academic stress.
Yeah,
I hate it, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, because in like uni, you get to like pick your own stuff. Because all the lectures are recorded also.
Yeah. I need to wake up early and then go to school and then wear uniform and then, you know, I have to iron uniform every night.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad. Oh. You guys like your uniforms.
Oh my days, Navi. Don't say your mom iron for you.
Oh my god.
Navi.
No, I do iron myself sometimes. Oh my days.
Okay.
Hey, so, do you guys like your uniform or not?
I love
it. I like mine.
Really?
Yeah. I was a school librarian, so.
It was pretty much simple.
So, it wasn't
so
that
cute.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the vest.
We used to have that librarian tie. Oh. And also on the like special day, we have to wear that.
Fancy.
Vest.
Cool.
I just wear baju kurung lah. The normal baju kurung.
Mm. I used to
but different color. MRSM color.
MRSM what color? Red?
Beige. Beige. Yeah, beige.
Like
brown.
Ooh. Beige and brown and blue and what is it? Macam baju pengawas. Like the prefects.
Dark blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? In our high school, I mean, I don't know about MRSM, like, even the hair tie, you know, the tie band
should be a specific color.
Yeah, it had to be like a specific color. Yeah. It was either black or dark. Because blue. You can't wear other than that.
I think it's actually the same because we're wearing hijab, right? Yeah. You need to wear the same scarf color. Like, it's either black or white.
Also, the inner. The inner hijab also has to be one color.
Yeah, true. Punishment.
Yeah. When I was in primary school in Malaysia, if you, like, didn't... Like, the teacher would say, if you don't wear the right color socks, I'll cut your feet off.
That's so funny.
And my brother used to believe that. So he would like come back from school like after the first day and he was like,
Ma, the teacher threatened abuse. She wants to cut our legs off.
That was so cute.
But wait, I used to believe though. Last time in primary school, teacher always like, okay, ketuk kelas?
The
class monitor need to like write your name if you are very...
Yeah, on the board.
Oh, so scary.
Yes.
And then my teacher come, she was like, Jenny,
wake up.
10 times? She like,
When I was in my primary school.
No, it's like
threatening
us lah.
Yeah, actually that's good though.
Yeah, that's good, good. That's how you discipline people.
No, because okay, when I was in primary school, I didn't memorize my peribahasa. Okay. So what my teacher did was she asked me to stand up and she asked me to just put my hands like that for a very long time.
Mm.
And then from that day onwards, I started memorizing my peribahasa. Like, I didn't want to get punished in front of the world.
It was
embarrassing. And then I learned my lesson.
It was good. I experienced once in high school. I didn't get, like,
good grade.
Like, it's actually the biology, like, I hate biology, honestly. Okay. And then I need to, like, get 50 out of, no, like, at least 40 out of 50. Macam tu. But I got, like, 30. And then my teacher was like, okay, who got 30 and below? Wake up. Stand out.
Come back to reality.
Stand out. And then we need to go to other class. And then we need to like say something like, we never did it again. I was like, oh my days, this is so embarrassing. I don't want to repeat it again.
Can you imagine going to like each class and say that, oh, I will not repeat this mistake again. I never bring my book today.
Oh my god, yes. That's so embarrassing
that's
though.
That's very embarrassing.
But yeah, I learned from there.
No point if I go back and tell this to my mom. She'll be like, you deserve it.
Yeah. It's like, pada muka.
Siapa tak suruh buat kerja rumah?
Orang dah cakap dah.
Very good.
Okay.
My mom actually encourages the teachers to back me.
Fair enough.
My mom also like that though.
This is the impression of Malaysia we're giving right now.
They are slow down. Abusive, but they love us in a
Okay, wait. There's like, just so you know, there's like alternatives to like this sort of corporal punishment. Yeah, yeah. Let's just put it out there.
So it's good that they do us. That's so, why we,
I mean,
we are.
There's like, yeah. I mean, maybe there's alternative lah. Maybe not so like disciplinary.
No,
there's
actually,
like,
actually not that horrible lah. Okay,
like, maybe just, the way we are explaining it,
that's so horrible though. Super.
Yeah.
That's not.
But it was fun.
It was fun though. I mean, it's a good experience.
It's fun being white, is it? I don't understand. Sorry.
Bro.
Okay,
next question.
Wait,
I didn't answer the question actually.
What did you?
Unlike you, I actually enjoy the structure.
Really?
I like the uniform. I like going to school at the same time every day, having the same classes every day. Because it teaches me discipline. Because at uni, you know, I could just like sleep through. I don't care. I just watch like the recording later.
True.
But I actually like the whole like...
process.
The routine.
Oh, the routine.
Because I need... I'm the type of person who like needs routine otherwise.
Yeah.
It
teaches you to be disciplined.
One thing I didn't like about high school though was like... I guess the social thing, because it's probably not as bad as Malaysia, but there's always like, you know, the like this clique and that clique, and then people don't get along, and
it happens,
it's like drama, whatever.
I think it's in Malaysia.
I think
it's like not that bad, but because I was like an outcast, so.
A special girl to us.
Thank you.
Oh. What are you?
Special. What me? What about you, Althea? What did you... Did you answer?
Yeah, I think I did, right?
Navi, what happened to you today?
Just thinking about the punishment.
Too early in the morning.
Still thinking about the punishment. Oh my god.
What did you like? Pity.
Oh, I like... Obviously, I like the ever... Am I? Oh,
I think you really like so much.
Yeah, I have.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I like the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because we are far away from our family, right? So,
so we
only survive with our friends.
Yeah.
So all the ups and downs, only our friend knows.
Yeah.
And we can like, comfort each other. You know, because we are like homesick, and then we need to like handle with all the academic stuffs. You know, and then how we like always. Copying each other.
Okay.
We don't have time to think.
We don't have time to do homework. So what we do is the next day, we'll go to school and we'll copy and then we'll send it.
It's work smart, guys, not work hard.
That day, mana do.
Thank you.
No AI, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you are each other's AI.
I mean, I kind of miss that day where I always use my brain to think. Now I use AI.
I don't know if you should admit that.
I'm sorry, but yeah. I'm sorry to myself, but yeah. When, like, one thing I dislike about high school is that maybe my high school, like, they really, like, stress out the academic?
Push you to get
the first rank in every... school.
Maybe it's because your school is competing with another school, so they want to like,
I don't like the competition because they will like pressure us to always study. You know?
I feel like that's the general culture.
Competition,
true.
Yeah, it was so stressed, you know.
So good. Like, young students, really.
But I mean, that's okay. That's all right. I mean, you can. At least you know how you're going to study in the future, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how you...
Because once you've, like... you got normal to that.
Normal to that.
What do you call
kind
that?
Of
competition.
Like, yeah.
Competition.
Competitive.
Yeah. So wherever you are, you'll be fine.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So...
So, what's your favorite teacher? I mean... Any teacher, history teacher, girl, apa?
But we're not allowed to name drop.
Don't name them. Just say what subject the teacher teaches you and why.
Your favorite teacher? Okay lah, I'll start lah.
Okay.
My favorite teacher is a chemistry teacher.
Oh yeah.
That's why I want to be like her.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's why you study chemistry.
I want to be like her because I realized everywhere I go, chemistry teacher always like havoc. and chill, and then they always like very fun.
Yeah, they always
you know, there's one time I walked past through the office, the teacher's office. She was like, "Come to me and okay, Juni, what's the ratio of HCl blah 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 blah?" And I was like, "Ah," and I was like, "Oh, that was cool though. That was cool. Yeah, I want to be like her."
Hey,
what about you?
I can't even remember what subjects I took. you have to go first.
Okay. I have like two teachers. I feel like these are like, actually, I don't know. I feel like both of these, my English teacher and my like economics slash business teacher, they both like, because... for English, I was taking like scholarship English as well. So I used to like do have further like deep discussions about texts with this one teacher, and so like I got to like have a lot of conversations, and we used to like have discussions about social issues, and it was quite fun to have a teacher to talk about that stuff with. And then my business teacher, because I had it, like I did a business thing at school. I used to argue a lot with this teacher. He used to he used to like kind of get mad at me as well sometimes because I wouldn't do the work. Like I wouldn't do it in time, but at the same time I knew that he was pressuring me because he knew that I could do well. Yeah, so he was always like trying to push me to do better lah. And in the end I did like I got to the regional competition for my business thing.
Wow.
And that's because that teacher like really pushed me.
Wow. So,
that means a lot though. So Alitia, what about you?
I also quite like my economics teacher. My last year of study, and that's like partly why I took economics in university as well. Mm. Just because the way she taught it made it so easy to understand and take in, and also what is it like? The lessons were usually like allocated. Like, 1 hour was allocated to the lessons, but she would literally finish all the content in, like, 20, 30 minutes because she was so efficient like that. I feel like, I'm not sure if she was a tutor, but I feel like a lot of, like, Asian teachers, they really, like, get to the point. They give you what you need to know.
Yeah, true,
and then
true.
The rest of the time is spent, like, applying or digesting. And I feel like it's so efficient. I really miss that sort of,
very
true.
They give all up to you.
Yeah, it's so simple. Just let me like, just give me all the permission. I can digest. Yeah, I can like absorb. I'm like a sponge. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
That's the thing about like, Asian teachers. Yeah, actually, like, kind of miss that.
Yeah, ayo.
What about you,
Navi?
I don't
history.
Oh, I love my history teacher.
I can read your mind though.
Yeah, she was very good. Like what I said, they give out. I think I like all my teachers because they are very good and. My history teacher, because they give out like everything, like whatever we should know, so that it would be easier for us to study or to revise when whenever we are going to sit for our exams.
Mm.
So, yeah, I kind of miss that kind of studying pace, but uni is more to independent learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's all love that. To,
yeah, it's all up to you whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I love my history teacher.
Yeah, I know. Chananda, this is just so good. I feel like you're also like very hardworking, very rajin la. That's why they probably like you also.
Nah, academic stress. I cried a lot.
That means you care. That means you care.
I cried a lot for my studies. Made me cry. Okay.
So, what is the best part of high school that you experienced?
Like a moment or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like any moment or anything that you like can't get rid. Can't get rid of it.
Like you the memory is still there. Like you can't erase that thing.
But it's like a good memory.
Yeah, good memory.
Okay. Can be good, can be bad.
Yeah, anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have one. I want to.
Oh, okay, you tell first.
No.
You can start off.
You
soft,
can maybe. let them think first.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, I had this experience. It's not a very bad experience, okay? Okay, let me tell. Okay, let me get a good position, okay? So, like I said, so the same group of friends from primary school went to secondary school, right? So, we were all in the same class, okay? So, there was this one, I think she was a Malay girl, okay? She was beside me, All right. So as usual, you know, my friends will come to my table and then we'll start yapping, start talking, right? So this girl, actually, because we were speaking in English, so this girl misunderstood that we were gossiping about her.
Oh.
We were saying mean things about her. She was like, I don't know, like, she completely didn't understand or what. I really don't know. Because, okay, one thing that we never even, like, I never even bothered her presence there. Lah. So I just, like, ignore her completely, right? Like, usually it happens, like, when your friend's there, right? Oh, my God, it's so bad. I'm so sorry. And what she did was, she went and complained to the discipline teacher.
Wow.
You deserve it.
You deserve it. She went and complained. And the discipline teacher knows us very well. Mm. Okay, pity you, poor you, poor kid. And what discipline... But the discipline teacher thought, because I have the tendency of bullying.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can see. Do not actually, admit that.
I actually can see. I have the tendency of bullying people, okay?
Okay.
So, my teacher, what she did was... But this girl mentioned my name. Because I said beside her.
Are you
her,
the hit or what?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
My discipline teacher called me. I was like, teacher, no, we were just speaking in English. That's the problem with convent girls' school.
Oh. Wow.
Teacher, stop it. You guys gotta like mingle with other kids, mingle with other school students, and all. Then I'm like, whatever. Okay, teacher. Okay, I will not repeat this anymore. So next time, like when my friends come over to my table, like we like, still, you know, like, make her to talk also. Also, we mix Malay. Yeah. So, that was not a very bad experience, but it was like, kind of fit now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
True. Kind of fit now.
Yeah.
Like how Jenny said, now we fit now.
Uh-huh. Okay, stop about that. Stop there.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? Sophia?
Me? Oh, okay. I guess, okay, something like kind of... Oh, I have two. One bad, one good.
Okay.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah, so there was this one time it was kind of like... Okay, a lot of embarrassing things happened to me throughout high school. Like, a lot. Oh. A lot. You won't even...
Oh.
You won't, yeah, too many. But there was this one time... because, like, I was a hit student, right? I was a hit girl of my school.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's the president.
There was time to, like... like hand over to the next generation of hit students, right? At the end of the year. So this was like 2 years ago. And I had to, so the head boy like called out the girl's name and like shook her hand and she took a spot on the stage. So then it was my turn to call the guy's name. So I like read his name out and he came up and just sat down. And, like, because you're supposed to, like, shake hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was, like, so embarrassed. So I had my hand out there, like, the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, I don't know what to do. I went and, like, I didn't know. I was, like, okay, I'll just sit down, whatever. But it was, like, embarrassing. And I went home and told my mom about it. And she was, like, maybe he knows, like, it... Like, he doesn't want it to be haram or anything. It's like,
Wait, did he?
Yeah, but I don't think he will know. He doesn't seem like the type.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then a good moment was when I did the like end of year speech and it felt like really and like everyone like clap and like laugh at all the jokes.
Everybody
there, like,
applauded.
Wow.
Main character moment.
Yeah, because like before that I didn't really feel like I was like anything at school.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like I was like an important character. Oh.
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 Doing like construction outside.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Construction. Okay. So sorry, guys. All right, continue.
Yeah. So like at the end of the year, like when we did the speech, I really felt like, oh damn, like high school's really over. Like, wow, it was actually not as bad as I thought. Like, yeah. So that was a nice moment at the end of school.
But, yeah. Most probably, yeah. You would have thought that's haram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this thing.
So what about a bad thing?
That was the bad
thing. Oh, like, yeah.
She was embarrassed.
I was like embarrassed. Like I was left hanging.
So you never
like if I got the like, similar experience.
Oh. Like if he didn't want to shake my hand, he could like, at least like you know like come and acknowledge me or
something.
Thank me.
Yeah.
What about good?
The good moment was when I did the speech at the end of the year.
Oh, so like it was like both.
Oh you combined one
at the same time.
So play. You felt embarrassed and you felt happy at the same time.
It was like it was two different days.
Oh, two. Oh.
Yeah,
two different.
But
days.
Like at the end of high school.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because that was like the prize giving. Like when we did the prize giving was when I did the speech. That one was just like a normal assembly.
Anitia, your turn.
Wait, wait. Okay. Give me so much time to think. I also don't think. Probably, I haven't said anything about like academics at all. All like the good moments are like, okay, I never. Okay, I don't ponting. Wow. Okay, but
okay, she
but,
don't. Oh. She doesn't bunk schools. Okay.
Bunk
classes. Yeah,
why
yeah.
Do you do? But like, oh. No, just like because in high school. In our last years, you were given like a lot of freedom. Like we could go out of the school if we wanted to, especially on like trips that had to do with like volunteering or charity. Mm. So like just going out and like, okay, even though we were like kind of doing work, like volunteering or like, don't know, like going to tuition, mm-hmm. just like getting food afterwards or like, what is it? I think, sometimes you just spend hours at the mall.
Yeah.
I can't really like narrow it down to one moment, but it was just every time we went out, it was like a good time of like, 4-5 hours of just like forgetting about what we need to do, things like that. Actually, do you guys go to malls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you have like a favorite mall?
Favorite mall?
Yeah.
Favorite mall?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, you live in Aman Selangor. You have a favorite mall, Nabi. you have a favorite mall, confirm.
I have a lot of malls in my place.
Okay, like.
What?
Like, name one.
Meridian Mall.
That's my favorite mall.
Oh, that's my most
China,
favorite mall.
I only have one mall in Malaysia.
Oh, there's only God. One mall we have
no. Meridian. Yeah, yeah. But like in Sangho.
In my place?
Yeah.
In Kedah, we have like Aman Central.
Aman
is that the only mall?
No, yeah, not, yeah. Not the only, but the biggest.
The biggest ICT mall of it. Okay.
ICT. Abi. Okay.
Okay, the one near to my place, very near to my house, is Aeon Mall.
Oh, Aeon.
Very nearby.
Yeah. I love Aeon.
But what, like, so cheap. Like the really big ones, like one Utama, Sunway, Mid Valley,
Pavilion.
Oh. Yeah.
Pavilion.
That's no, rich very, people.
Like, yeah.
That's rich people punya.
Yeah. But I don't go there to shop. I just go there to, like, walk around, like, wear shopping? A good fit, you know?
Wow.
I go there, but I don't go there with my friends.
Oh, if you go with friends, it might be fine.
Yeah. I go with my family, with my cousins most of the time.
Okay, like, yeah.
So I don't really, yeah.
Okay,
Mason. KL girl.
No.
Okay, you, me.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So one thing I always remember until now is that since Langkawi is like tourist attraction place, right? We have beaches, beautiful beaches, and then we have like, what's it? Wildlife.
Penyu.
Not penyu lah, Navi. Okay. No, I don't think they have penyu.
They don't have penyu in Langkawi.
I don't think so.
Then what? Burung helang.
Yeah, they have
eagle.
Is it eagle? Oh, okay, whatever. But yeah, the thing that I always remember is that when teachers macam did some programs, they did outside the school. We went to beach and then we do like activities by the beach.
It's like volunteering activities, is it? Like
some have some have volunteering. Gotong royong some. Some we did activity like sukaneka by the beach. That was so cool though. That was so fun.
I mean, had that experience.
We did a lot of things by the beach.
Dude,
like,
so cool.
With your friends and then you play around.
So you guys do the sport activity?
I think during that time we didn't do it because they need to like ensure that we are safe, you know, safe from water.
Okay.
So we just teacher said, okay, you can go there, but tell us first.
That's so cool.
But we did most of the activities on the sand, you know.
That's so cool.
What you guys did on the sand? You guys just roll on the sand?
Some naughty kids might do something lah. You know,
the naughty kids is you lah.
Not me lah. But yeah, that was fine.
That's so
and
cool
then,
though.
There does like one day we went for gotong royong as well.
Clean up the beach.
Yeah, clean up the beach, and then we went to. I still remember my geography teacher. We asked us to go. There's like this one place where there are like placing sediment rock.
Oh.
What rock? I don't know.
What sediment rock?
Yeah, yeah. Types of rock. Mm-hmm. Different types of rocks. So we go there. Because there are a lot of museums, right, in Langkawi. So we went there.
Ah, you know. That's cool. Wow.
So you have to, what, analyze the rock or what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Analyze the rock. Oh, see the different type of...
Similar to what Zidane...
Bro, that's rock. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, similar to
geology in... Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, you guys analyze rock, though.
I don't know,
like,
though.
I just
went there for fun. And I was forced to. I don't have choice.
Non-living thing. Like me analyzing this mouse.
So, yeah. That was fun, though.
That was fun.
Yeah. I was just excited when that day comes, yeah. You know? Yeah. Mm.
So, do you guys like have that thing, like, every week, or...?
Depending on, like, what kind of activities that the teachers want to do, you know? Because they need to ask permission from principal.
The, yeah.
And then they need...
Cool, you guys have activities. Like, we also have, but then it's just outside of the class. It's not outside of the school.
Mm. Yeah.
So we have PJPK.
Oh, I also have PJPK, you know.
So, yeah, that's the only subject that we enjoy because we get to, like, play with our friends outdoors.
Oh my God. Did you, like, learn something, like, kemahiran hidup?
Yeah.
And did you, like, cook or...
Dude, for me, they gave perdagangan.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was, like, a bit like accounting, but very easy accounting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did... Yeah.
Cooking?
Cooking, yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice. Because usually first class, they give perdagangan. Blah, blah. That's really cool.
No, because we have kemahiran hidup, we have two parts, which is perdagangan and also... ekonomi rumah tangga.
ERT.
What is that? Ekonomi English?
Rumah tangga. Like, household.
Yeah, yeah. Household economy.
Economics.
So you need to, like, learn how to cook, how to, like, what is that?
So, yeah.
Hey, that's cool. No wonder, like, you know how to sew.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of things. I also took perdagangan, though. I think my teachers just mix up everything.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
I don't know.
No, but actually, we did learn about cooking and sewing a bit. Like, there's a bit of that.
And also, potong kayu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm. Oh, we did something like that.
I think we built the pencil case.
Yeah, pencil case.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah, of course. Mm. We have it, like, from middle school.
That's so good.
Yeah, they do, like, a trial where it's, like, for one term, every class has to do, like, a different thing. Each term, like, you focus on cooking one term, and the next term you focus on sewing, and then the other one on cutting wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then, I think we did a similar, a similar curriculum. Yeah.
It's mainly just to try out so that you can choose those subjects in the future. So, I ended up going the art route because I liked art a lot, so I went into doing art. But my brother did cooking because he liked cooking.
Oh, that's so good.
Because in Malaysia we have science and...
Accounting
and also sastra. Literature.
Linguistics.
So some people like choose linguistic and I choose science, of course. Yeah.
For us, like, we get to mix and match all our subjects.
Yeah, true.
Mm.
Actually, what kind of art do you do?
So I did mainly painting.
Wow. Yeah. Like acrylic?
Yeah, it was acrylic.
Wow. Oh my god, so talented.
What can I say? Yeah. And then in year 13, so the last year of high school, art got too much with my schedule, so I just changed it to photography. I actually wanted to do textiles, but it was like...
No, textiles sounds so fun though, actually. What would you make in textiles?
I think they start off with like easy things. So from my trial run, I did like a bag, and then I made like a plushie. But then like... my classmates who were doing like full on like skirts and dresses and like making things out of reused materials. So it looked really fun.
Yeah, I think we did the same thing. Like very similar. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Navi.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. you heard what we say.
Of course. Okay, so I have a bonus question. Usually bonus question. Jenny will give.
Bruh.
Jenny will ask you. But today, I took the...
I took the chance
because I think she has more to say.
Okay, so lucky.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The honor.
Talk about... Okay, the question is, talk about your love life at school.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you guys had like monkey love. Okay.
High school love.
They're
you can start.
Like, the funny one, the cute ones. Like me, I didn't like really experience all this. So
Wait, Navi, we don't remember though.
Navi.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember though, Navi.
Now I'm thinking I also like my memory a bit fuzzy.
Actually, yeah.
I remember the Navi. What is it? What is it?
Oh, okay. No, I... Okay, then I can proceed to the next one. If you guys like don't want to like share.
Yeah. Alisa, you want to share?
I'm all good.
Proceed to the next question, please.
Sophia didn't say yes. If you don't mind, like...
I don't have anything interesting about her.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was very busy in high school.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
I just, like, have crush on people.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Not interesting.
Every year,
Actually, that's interesting, what? Having a new crush every day.
It's like motivation.
Every day, motivation,
what? I mean, I have a lot of crush, though. Like, a lot, lah. Tapi I changed, lah. And then I was like, okay.
Simply.
I want to motivate myself.
Yeah, fair enough.
Push a wake up, come to school.
Yeah, true. It is so hard to wake up early in the morning. And then I was like,
I want to go see him.
Yeah, that was me though.
Your parents must be listening to this podcast.
It's okay, they know.
Okay.
All right, so anything else you guys want to add?
Nothing. Not interesting.
Okay, keeping it private, guys.
We talk after podcast, you know.
Okay, so... Oh, was there any drama at your school or anything interesting?
We have to navigate carefully.
Think about this.
You don't remember, though.
What the?
I don't remember, though.
Everything also don't remember.
It's long time ago, you know.
Any fight, like, you know, with your friends, like, it happens.
Okay.
Drama.
Tell us, Navi.
Yeah.
Okay, lah. You bully who now? You bully who now?
I don't bully anyone. Like, fight. You guys never fight with your friends? Like, usually, if I fight with my friends, the entire school will get to know.
Really?
Oh, damn.
Wow. How big is the school exactly?
School is so big. No, because we always hang out together. So when there's like one person not there, even the teachers will start doubting. Hey, what happened? Then they'll come to you and then they'll ask, oh, did you guys fight? You guys are okay? Yeah, okay. Like, we usually don't share our problems to any other people. So pretty much. So you guys have anything similar experience to that? Jenny, come on, Jenny. Don't tell me.
I need to think, Navi. I need to navigate
this, okay? This is very, precarious situation.
Be careful.
Okay. I understand.
Drama.
Actually, I have a lot of drama, but I cannot tell.
Actually, I am the drama.
Jenny creates chaos, drama.
Nothing. I'm a good girl.
it's not wrong though.
I'm a good girl.
It's not wrong.
Okay, can we move on to the next question?
Okay.
So, I want to really know about this.
Okay,
tell me about your school song.
Do you guys still remember?
I don't know all the lyrics, but I remember some of it.
Okay, you guys have a school song.
We need to sing.
You start first.
Okay, Putri Putri Raja Zarina, melangkah sederap mengejar cita-cita.
Okay, dah.
Merjaya.
Wait, that was one, though.
Ibunda, Nusa dan Bangsa.
Wow.
Yeah, Mana?
My school. Yeah, go. MRSM. Maktab Rendah Sains Mara.
Hari ini hari mulanya, hari esok berjaya. Lengkapkan segala yang ada. I don't remember that.
Wow.
Okay, what about you?
Wow. No, my school don't have school. Actually, that's crazy. I feel like because my school established like quite late, like it's a very new school, so like we never had that sort of like very old tradition. Yeah. Maybe like a chant or something, lah. But like I have no idea. I also like.
You can just say
the name of the school. How international school? That's it. said.
Oh, is it because it's very new? That's why they don't have song yet.
Yeah, la, no, like, nothing, la.
What about you?
Okay, of course, Sophia.
Warm up my chords.
Come on, Sophia.
I have to remember.
Okay, I'll be your...
Okay. Faith you, therefore we shall cherish. Thank her for the lessons taught. May she watch her sons and daughters find the wisdom they have sought. There's a lot more, but like, that's all I remember.
So cute.
It was quite cute. Huh?
Yeah, slay, right? Yeah.
Okay, guys, I can sing Nagaraku.
Oh, you gotta stand up, bro.
No, I don't sing.
Oh, yeah, true. Do you remember that every time we, like, sing our school song and then we need to, like, sing our
Lagu Negeri.
Lagu Negeri.
Negeri, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We have our national...
Mine is Kedah, you?
Selangor, of course.
Oh, how to sing?
Dulia Mahamulia.
Mine is like...
Nah. I don't remember, though. Damn. Mahamulia.
Oh, my God. You're correct. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, I don't remember after that.
I don't remember though.
Did it make you sing every assembly? No, right?
Yeah,
really?
Mine is saying, Allah selamatkan Sultan Mahkota. I don't remember.
They only make us sing Nagaraku at assembly.
At assembly we gotta like sing our
Nagaraku
and then our state song.
And school songs.
And our school songs.
Wow. How about you, Sophia?
Oh my God.
Here, just the national anthem and the school song. True. I honestly didn't even have to sing the school song that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you like the New Zealand national anthem?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. It's good. Do you not like it?
I haven't heard it in quite a while.
I haven't heard it for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think this is like the last question. Mm. So do you have any like school besties?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Tell us about that.
Bestie.
My
gossip partner.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. Actually, he was supposed to come here to Otago with me. Oh. But like last minute, he changed to Monash.
He's
biomed sci.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I name drop? I think he'll be okay with it.
Okay. Yeah,
Sean, okay. This is what you could have been missing, okay? So, please.
Yeah. Sean, please come and visit her.
Come visit me.
Okay. I also want my bestie to visit me. Abden, come here.
First, not that much, okay?
Abden, come here.
You guys have what? I have so many. I can't name
them. Name all.
Name all.
Name
them all.
Sri Devi, please come soon. I got more.
Yeah.
Who else?
My friends are here, so I can't really be like... but like, you know, Caitlin and Judah, let me know, we can hang out. And Kyra, how are you in Auckland? But of course I have like the besties.
Dede, come here.
Everyone, come here.
Oh yeah, everyone. Yeah, high school besties, like, we share a lot of experience though. I mean, I love them because even when I came here, they always like call me, always like asking, checking up on me. Oh, always like got teas.
Yeah, my friends are very excited to listen to my tea. They always call me, "Hey, got new tea or not?" Oh yes, I have.
I feel like it's always tea about like the same person you knew from high school. So okay.
It's a rewrite of the same story.
Yeah, exactly. And like every time we talk, we'll be like, "Hey, you see the Instagram?"
That's really true, though.
And they don't they listen to you. You know, like when you want to say the same thing again, they are willing to listen.
Yeah. I mean, we don't get tired of saying the same thing, the same person, same tea.
Same.
Yeah, exactly. Same person, same tea. Oh my gosh.
Praveen.
Yeah. I think for me, like, because my friends are here, we see each other like once every like 4 months. It's a bit sad because you kind of like slowly growing apart. But when we see each other, we tell all the tea and it just like all comes out.
Yeah.
And it's good that like, although we are far away from them, but whenever we like sometimes we don't really call them all the time, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So, but when we call, we talk like how we left.
Yeah, right?
They kind of like understand due to time difference.
Yeah, I mean they like
very understanding.
I still remember my bestie always like, there's one time he was like come to me and was like, "Hey, Jenny, let's study together until we get A." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
That's so good.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, he helped me a lot lah in my studies, in my like." In terms of moral.
Moral?
It was like
Abdin?
Oh, yeah, Abdin. Obviously, Abdin.
Abdin, wow. Abdin.
He knows.
Guys. Like, okay, Nabi.
Oh. Nabi. That's my friend. Nabi. That's my friend.
We mentored him. Okay, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we can end the episode.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was fun to have you guys here.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Aditya and Sophia.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.